Welcome to the Visit Suriname podcast, your go-to source for all things about the people, culture, food, and places to visit in Suriname. I am your host, the King of Paramaribo. For our new listeners, first something about Suriname. Suriname is a country in the heart of South America and is a collection of diverse cultures and community. Among its vibrant population, the indigenous as well as the tribal people hold a special place, serving as guardians of the land and keepers of an ancient heritage. The various tribal communities in Suriname are an integral part of the country's fabric with their unique traditions, customs, and way of life. In today's episode, we delve into the courageous and inspiring story of the runaway slaves of Suriname. Join us as we travel back in time to uncover challenges, triumphs, and enduring spirit of those who fought for freedom. The story begins in the 17th and 18th century when Suriname, then known as Dutch Guyana, was a Dutch colony. The lush land in South America was home to vast sugarcane plantations, cultivated by enslaved Africans brought from different parts of the continent. The slaves endured unimaginable hardship, subjected to brutal labor and living conditions. They longed for freedom, and some embarked on a daring journey to escape the bonds of slavery. The dense jungles and vast river systems of Suriname provided the perfect cover for those seeking escape. These courageous individuals, known as Maroons, developed their own settlements deep within the wilderness, away from prying eyes of the oppressors. Life as a Maroon was challenging, but it offered a glimpse of hope and independence. The Marines formed communities, establishing social structures and creating alliances with indigenous people who were also resisting colonial rule. The Maroons built shelters, cultivated crops, and relied on their resourcefulness to survive. Each Maroon community developed its unique identity and cultural practices, blending African traditions with elements from the indigenous cultures of the region. These communities became bastions of resistance, constantly evading the Dutch forces sent to process their rebellion. The Maroons employed guerrilla tactics and their intimate knowledge of the terrain to outmaneuver their pursuers. Among the most prominent Maroon leaders was Alebi, an enslaved man from the Akan people of West Africa. Alebi managed to escape the plantation where he was held captive and soon became a legendary figure in Suriname's fight for freedom. Alebi's charismatic leadership brought together different Maroon communities under a unified banner. they formed a formidable force, engaging in strategic battles against the Dutch military. Despite being held heavily outnumbered, the Maroons displayed exceptional bravery and tactical prowess. The conflict between the Maroons and the Dutch lasted for decades, but the determination and resilience of the runaway slave provided indomitable. The Maroons inflicted heavy losses on the colonial forces and effectively disrupted the plantation economy. As a result of this, in the 18th century, the Dutch recognized the futility of continuing the war against the Maroons and sought a negotiated peace. The resulting treaties granted the Maroons autonomy and land rights, marking a significant turning point in Suriname's history. The Maroon communities transformed into self-governing entities with the leaders recognized as official authorities. They maintained their traditions, languages, and customs, preserving their unique cultural heritage through generations. Today, the legacy of the runaway slaves lives on in Suriname. The Maroon communities, such as the Samaka, Aukang, and Matawai, continue to thrive, celebrating their rich heritage and contributing to the diverse tapestry. As we come to the end of our exploration into Suriname's Maroon community, I hope this episode has given you a glimpse into the rich tapestry of traditions and heritage that thrive in this remarkable country. Remember, if you are seeking an authentic and immersive travel experience, I invite you to visit Suriname and connect with its various communities. Explore the land, engage in cultural exchanges, and witness firsthand the warmth and hospitality that Surinamese people are renowned for. Let the vibrant colors, the tantalizing flavors, and the captivating stories of Suriname leave a mark on your heart. Thank you for joining me on this episode on the Visit Suriname podcast. Do not forget to subscribe and stay tuned for more captivating stories from the incredible country the King of Paramaribo calls home. Until next time, take care and remember, Suriname awaits your discovery.